online at reeds.com.
Broadcasting live from where the Blue Ridge yawns its greatness. We are WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
Look at us all the time, like how does Introduce Sleep work? What do I need to do? How does the process work? Well, it's easy. Like, you don't have to go lift a bunch or you know, like if you're trying like a lawnmower or something like that, like, oh, I got to go cut the grass, get a ride around, whatever, you know, test drive cars. This is easy. You just lay down. And they go, well, you know what? This bed feels right, but I don't really like this one. I like this a little more. This is not quite perfect for me, though. I kind of want to go maybe a little more, maybe softer on this one. And then the wife, she can say, eh, I kind of want mine, you know, a little softer than that side over there. So you can do it two different sides. I like that idea. We didn't do that. We went one same bed. We went the king and we went with the adjustable too. So that was awesome. Always enjoy that. Get in touch with our good friends at Engineer Sleep. They're right here in the upstate of South Carolina. You're going to absolutely love dealing with them. The customer service is good people and some free shipping stuff. Go to engineersleep.com, shop now, learn how now, learn about the process now. And remember this, folks, don't pay full retail when you've got this very fair pricing available to you. It's engineeredsleep.com. Fridays always mean our Jinx Eaton Realty hunting and fishing report. And with some cold weather on tap, we're not going to talk duck hunting today, even though it would be a good duck hunting day. Instead, John Tompkins joins us to talk a little bit about guns and safety. Good morning, John Tompkins. How you doing?
Great, Mickey. How are you doing?
Doing fantastic. You know, one of the things I'm impressed with you guys about, or I should say two of the things I'm most impressed about when I talk to you guys about your outdoors and the way you guys do your business, A, is the conservation part of the land and the animals and things on these lines, and B, is the emphasis on safety and how really you guys are that's really paramount in your plans of teaching young people and around your own home. I know you want to talk about gun safety today and gun storage today.
Yeah, Mickey, I appreciate that. It's very important in the hunting, you know, and being an outdoorsman and hunting and so forth to be safe with guns and so forth. And it's actually an essential part of it. But it is end of one of our hunting seasons, deer season, and it's important to, you know, store your rifle away at least for a few months. And it's important that we understand the best ways to do it and be cognizant of some of the details that we need to face when doing it. So, but I did some research on this just to kind of, you know, write out the outline and so forth, but it is something that you need to understand without having to look it up. Most of the stuff I did understand, but I looked at that. Sakana DNR is actually working with Project Child Safe, which is a group that, helps remind hunters how to store their firearms and how to handle and how to things to think about when you're storing your firearms and so forth in different situations. They use SAFE as an acronym, and it starts off with store your firearms when not in use, which awareness of those around you and who should not be authorized to access the firearms. Focus on your responsibility as a firearms owner and educate yourself and others about the safe firearms and handling and storage, safety with firearms and handling and storage aspects. So there's different types of storage that we need to understand. So number one rule when you're putting your guns into storage, make sure they're unloaded. You don't want to load put a loaded weapon into storage. It's important to make sure they're unloaded. And you need to put them in a locked cabinet. It can be a simple cabinet like a footlocker type cabinet if you want to, as long as you can make it lockable and you can do a lock and chain to make it that way. But you want to keep them secure and locked up. Obviously, there's gun safes or gun vaults. And there's also just your simple storage that you might use to put your rifle in and carry around. Most of the ones that I see today have the ability to put a lock on the case. So you can actually close it up, lock it, and secure it.
And the goal here with the storage, or at least in my mind, in my house right now, is my children and kids, and keeping them away from my, or inaccessible from my guns. So it's important just to keep them locked up and research the best way to store them in your house. But it's very important. There's also some trigger locks. There's things you can go buy. See them at Cabela's all the time, all types of outdoor stores and websites and so forth. There's different types you can put on your guns to lock the trigger up or somehow make the gun inoperable. And you can buy those things. Very good to use to keep, the use of your firearms out of the, children's hands and so forth. Lock them up with those trigger devices and so forth. And then with your ammunition, you need to keep your ammunition stored up and locked as well. And it's always a good idea to keep it separate from where the gun is. It's just another step in keeping it safe for kids and so forth in the house. One other thing is sometimes during the year, you're going to take these guns out of storage. And it's important every time you pull the guns out to double check, make sure they're not loaded. A lot of accidents happen when the gun gets borrowed by a friend or a family member. They return it to you, you throw it back into the locker without thinking about it, you pull it back out, and an accident can happen because they may have given it back loaded and you didn't recognize it. So it's important to understand that. If you have a firearm for home safety, which a lot of us do, it's important to understand the security for that gun in that situation because you want it accessible quickly and so forth. They actually make a lot of cases right now that are very quickly opened, but only opened by the people that are authorized to do so. And they are a little expensive, but they're worth it to have that gun accessible quickly and at the same time keeping it stored up and away from kids and people that aren't authorized to have it. But you can find those on several websites, all kinds of outdoor stores and so forth. One thing that the website mentioned that I thought was really nice was talking about the choice to keep a firearm for recreation, collection, or even self-protection is a responsibility. It's a big one. And the responsibility is understanding how to store these guns, understanding how to keep people around you safe, not only from, others, but from the firearms that you actually own, because they can be dangerous. So understanding this stuff is very important. And, one place that I looked for some information on this was projectchildsafe.com. You can get to it through the South Carolina DNR website, or you can just type in projectchildsafe.com. And they got a bunch of safety tips, all types of recommendations for education and so forth. They even have some quizzes on there to see if you know what you're talking about, see if you know the proper steps to be safe. But it's a very big responsibility to own guns and keep them safe and keep them out of the reach of the kids. And now that we're storing the guns away for hunting season, it's a good time to get caught up on what those responsibilities are.
No doubt about it. There's nothing more important than that. How about selling land, though? Because it's 2018, and I know it's going to be your biggest year yet. And I know, 17 was fantastic to you guys, and just judging at the website and seeing all the great properties, 18 should be big again.
Yeah, 2017 was a great year, and I know we're only five days into January, but just in talking with the guys around the office, it sounds like 18's on its way to be another good year too. A lot of people are moving land, whether it's buying or selling. It's a good time to get it on the market. It's a good time to see what that market's going to do for your land in terms of return. So give us a call, 864-631-2770, www.jirland.com, or you could just follow us Facebook or Twitter. A lot of good ways to get in touch with us, but it is a great time to get out there, sell your land, or even buy land if you're looking to add on to what you diversify what you already have in terms of money and so forth. So great time to be out in the land business.
No doubt about it. Always enjoy it, man. Always learn a lot and always enjoy it, but I hope you guys are doing well. Look forward to seeing you guys soon.
Thanks, Mickey. Talk to you soon.
All right. That's our friend John Tompkins, Jinx Inc. Realty, JIRLand.com. Our telephone number, 654-ROAR. You can reach us on our Northern Communication phone lines. That's what Georgia Greg down in Greenwood has been able to do. Good morning, Georgia Greg. How you doing?
Good, Mickey. How are you?
Couldn't be better.
Hope y'all good. Hope y'all are doing well. Before I talk about Georgia a little bit, one thing on the McClendon hire, and I'm neutral on it. I don't know. I see both sides, but I think how I see it probably went down is McClendon probably went to Muschamp, and what you might not know is McClendon, when Bobo went to Colorado State, McClendon coached Georgia to the offensive, his offensive coordinator in the bowl game that beat Louisville 37-14.
Yep.
Then when Rick went to Miami, McClendon was the head coach interim when Georgia beat Franklin and McSorley and Barkley in the Penn State 24-17 in this game. So I could see him coming and saying, look, I've had three chances. I'm 3-0. If you're not going to give me a chance now, you're never going to give me a chance, and this is what I'm looking for. It might could have played like that, and then Muschamp would have had to make a decision. Do I lose this guy, or do I give this guy a chance? Because he's had it's not just the game he just coached in. He actually was offensive coordinator and an interim head coach one game, too.
Yeah, I think that McClendon was going to have other positional offers, say, at like Tennessee. There were some rumors of Tennessee offered him like $700,000, and I know that he didn't want to lose him. Boy, if you're Muschamp, you know, you'd love to, I would think, you'd love to keep him and yet still be able to go hire, you know, a coordinator type out there somewhere too. To me, it's just it's a big, big risk, and it's right. A big hire. I'm not, you know, if it doesn't work, I'm not sure they fire him. But again, we're in year six, and Muschamp's on his fifth offensive coordinator, and they just hadn't, we're going to year seven now, and his fifth offensive coordinator, and he hadn't had a whole lot of success yet. And you know, maybe you want to, maybe you think the guy's got it. Maybe he will have it, but I don't know. It's just it's a big risk and on a really big hire, and it might work out for him.
That's what I agree. He might have had to make a choice. Yeah. It might just like you said, it would have been the ideal situation would have been to keep him and bring somebody else in, but he might felt like he didn't have that option.
Right.
We're days past now. I told you I wanted you at least to get to see the game before we talked about it. So now we're already so far past the Georgia-Oklahoma game. It's us in the national championship against Alabama and against a team that's going for – is in their sixth national championship game in 10 years. So our backs are definitely up against the wall. It's kind of like that underdog trying to beat the giant. So I don't know. I don't know how it's going to play out. I don't know your thoughts on it, but
let me go back on the, because I didn't see the second half of the game, but I did watch the end of regulation and I did watch the overtime games. No disrespect to Georgia, but Lincoln Riley was not very aggressive, and there was times in there, you go back and watch it, where it's fourth down and one or two, or Georgia did a really good job on third down when they forced the first punt. In a 40-point-something game to get all that time at the end of the game and then not be able to score. That was a great job of the Georgia defense there. And then in overtime and kicking field goals rather than going for it on a couple of those fourth downs, I thought Lincoln Riley, and again, it's hindsight, but I thought Lincoln Riley should have been more aggressive at that point in time. Georgia had the momentum in the second half. I would have gone for at least one of those fourth downs in there and maybe because it wasn't very long. And, boy, you're so balanced on offense. You had so many weapons. I think Lincoln Riley lost the football game.
I felt good about us when we got to overtime because when you got to the short field, I felt like our running game had a slight advantage.
Right.
From the other side, if you feel that way, you might be more aggressive I felt like the overtime led to our advantage. Yeah, I think one thing overlooked in that game, and you're right, I mean, Oklahoma could have easily beat us so many ways, but we never gave up the deep passes to Mayfield that they live on if you watch the regular season. I think that's a tribute to our defensive backs. They had them covered pretty well, and I think we sacrificed that in the first half so much that they were gashing us. When we brought another guy up in the second half, they weren't running on us.
Right.
And I think that allowed us to get back in the game. But, yeah, I agree with you. When you get a 17-point lead and you're that good a team, you shouldn't lose it. So
I agree with that. Now, and this game, this is such a completely different animal. And to be honest with you, I'm trying to think about it. I think both teams' running backs are really, really good. I think you probably have a slight advantage. Both Scarborough, you'll notice this. And I told the guys I was sitting with Monday night, and it's all year long we've talked about it. Both Scarborough's not the same. He the injury or whatever it was last year, he looks a step slow. He's nowhere near as good. Matter of fact, I think Najee Harris, on the one play he had Monday night, he looks explosive. Damien Harris is good. I think you've got an advantage at running back. I think you've got the advantage at quarterback. And Jalen Hurts is just so limited in what he can do. Wide receivers, that's pretty close. Offensive line, I think, would be pretty close. Defensive line, probably pretty close. If Alabama's healthy.
Them a lot better than us, their defensive line.
I don't know.
I don't know.
You know, I look, Clemson was easy to defend, and maybe Georgia's going to be easy to defend too, because of you know, scheme wise, you know, not going to fool you or try to trick you or all that kind of stuff. I think that secondary's pretty close. I don't know; these two teams look an awful lot alike in what they want to do and how they want to go about their business. And so, if that's the case, and neither are going to be major, big time, explosive offenses. You say that, and obviously Georgia hit some big ones in the running game. I don't think you're running against Oklahoma, running against Alabama are two different things. I think this looks an awful lot like the Sugar Bowl in that it's going to be a low-scoring game. I think it's going to be a field position game, and I think turnovers will be a big key. You know, if Clemson doesn't throw the two interceptions, even just kick the field goal on the first interception, it's 10-9, and you don't give up the interception there, and, you know, it's a 10-9 game in the third quarter, and who knows. If either team turns it over, I don't think either offense or their offense are good enough to come back from two or three big-time turnovers, especially depending on where it is on the field of play. So field position, and Alabama's really good at their kickoff team's really good, and the punt team's great. You're really good in the special teams as well. Again, these two teams look an awful lot like each other. So I'd expect a fourth-quarter game, and I would think that it's going to come down to mistakes. And Alabama tackles really, really well, and I know that you've – you know, it's harder tackling Chubb and Michelle, but they're very sound in what they do there. I think it's going to be whoever makes the least amount of mistakes wins the game. Looks like an old 1980s football game.
Mickey, you and I see it exactly alike. I appreciate the fact you're giving us a chance. Some people say we shouldn't even show up.
No.
I see a lot of similarities. I do see their experience is going to be huge, and usually in games that we're even against teams, we make the mistakes and the turnovers. I'm just hoping the culture Smart's creating is to give us a chance. I agree with you 100%. I think.
But here's the thing about experience. Here's the thing about experience. You know, Clemson did that the first time they went out and played toe to toe with them, and then won the second time. And look, you beat Oklahoma in the Rose Bowl. You beat Auburn in the SEC championship game. That's not like, because of those two games, how you prepare for those. First, you know, Kirby knowing how to prepare anyway through his time at Alabama, but. You know, these two games, you played in big games now. So I don't think that's a major advantage for Alabama. I don't see that at all. And plus, too, with all the turnover that Alabama has, I mean, you know, a lot of members on their staff, you know, you didn't have a whole lot of experience that at Alabama before. I don't know. I don't think it's going to be a big advantage experience-wise to Alabama.
Well, I can't wait. My dad and I went to the 1980 game, and my son and I are going Monday, so I'm excited about it. So hopefully we'll have the same result. I agree with you, be about the same looking game, probably.
Can I ask about tickets, about what you got them for? Did you get them through Georgia?
Well, I have a season ticket holder, so okay. I got the game price of $465.
I am shocked at StubHub. I thought this thing would have been $3,000 or $4,000, yeah. And prices have dropped.
I wonder if it's because Trump's going to be there. I'm almost like, gosh, I don't know if I want to be in that crowd and crowd now. But I wouldn't miss it. But I'll be looking around for somebody with a briefcase or something. I will tell you this now. That way, but
now get there early because it'll be the security will be unbelievable around the place.
You're right. Get there early. Yes, sir.
Hey, good luck Monday night.
Thank you, sir.
All right, buddy.
Thank you. Y'all have a good day.
All right, buddy. I'm shocked at this. I'll tell you about StubHub prices when we come back. I thought it would have been like last year. It's not. And I don't know why last year was so high and this year so low. We'll tell you about national championship ticket prices right after this.
so many cool cars and trucks you won't want to blink.
It's the South Carolina International Auto Show,
presented by Motor Trend.
It all happens January 12th through the 14th at the TD Convention Center. Come see hundreds of the hottest new cars, new trucks, SUVs, luxury vehicles, classics, and a lot more. Test drive over 20 models right at the show. Bring the whole family. Kids 12 and under get in free every day. It's the South Carolina International Auto Show,
January 12th through the 14th.
Discounts available at the UPS store, Spinks, or go to SouthCarolinaAutoShow.com.
You really don't need a special reason or a special occasion to shop at Reed's Jewelers. Simply put, anytime you step into Reed's, the award-winning staff will be sure you leave with a smile and what you came for. From diamonds for her to watches for him, Reed's has it. And to help you with your purchase, ask the Reed's team about their extended payment plans. Jewelry is about relationships that last a lifetime with your loved one and with your jeweler. Reed's Jewelers, online at Reed's.com, in Haywood Mall, next to Belk.
I'm Richard Thompson of Thompson & King Law Firm, and I believe that every person has a God-given desire to work. That's why I take Social Security and workers' compensation cases very seriously, because most folks don't really want to think they're disabled. They hesitate to file for disability, and when they're turned down, they hesitate to appeal their case. But they are disabled. If you're presently unable to work on a daily basis, even if you don't fully understand the cause, come see me. I'll take your case seriously. I know you do.
But Thompson King Law Firm, 222-0200.
I love this whole new year, new look idea. That's what Macy's Super Weekend Sale is all about. I hear there's thousands of new markdowns on the latest styles.
Plus, we get an extra 20 or 15% off with our Macy's card or savings pass.
Or huge savings on specials.
Yeah, like Junior's fashion, boots for us, jewelry,
men's dress shirts, comforters.
Out with the old, in with the new.
Except old friends.
Sure, as long as you're driving.
Gee, thanks.
Macy's Super Weekend Sale is going on now. Savings off sale prices, exclusions apply.
Cars cost less than travelers rest. Get a 2017 Focus SE four-door sedan for just $14,999 after rebates, plus tax and tag. They never charge any dealer fees at George Coleman Ford, where cars cost less than travelers rest. Save big on a 2017 Focus SE four-door sedan right now at George Coleman Ford. Nearly 19 years in business, taking care of customers like you. Cars cost less than travelers rest, and they never charge any dealer fees.
Credit products are made by WebBank. Rates and terms vary based on credit history. Amazon is not a sponsor of this promotion. Other restrictions apply. See website for details.
How did I get into credit card debt? A trip to the emergency room.
Car repairs.
Moving expenses.
There's a million ways to get into credit card debt, but one sure way to start getting out. Avant. Avant offers access to online unsecured loans from $2,000 to $35,000 at competitive rates and no extra charges for paying back early. Over 500,000 customers have experienced the convenience of a loan through Avant. No wonder Avant has an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. The application takes minutes, and if approved by 4:30 p.m. Central Time Monday through Friday, funds are deposited as soon as the next business day. And now Avant will also give you a $50 Amazon.com gift card after your first payment is made on time. To check your loan options and to get this special radio offer, go to Avant.com today and enter promo code 1919 when applying. That's AVANT.com, promo code 1919. Avant.com, code 1919.
Share your wisdom, or whatever it is you call that. 654-7627.
Call now!
654-ROAR.
I didn't know about Canty Foundation Specialists until the last year, so I didn't know about foundation issues and repairs. I didn't know, man. I thought once you had them, you just had them. I didn't know there's anything you could do about them. Well, after dealing with the folks at Canty and learning more about them, I know that the Canty has the quality products, the proven services, the professional experience to permanently repair any foundation issues you may have. Cracks in exterior brick or mortar, interior cracks above doorways and windows, chimneys that are pulling away from a home or uneven and sloping floors, or windows that become stuck or jammed, bowing foundation walls, even around driveways or pools or concrete, any get sunken concrete anywhere, let them take care of you. It's CantyCanFixIt.com, C-A-N-T-E-Y, CantyCanFixIt.com. Now I know. Before I had no idea. Now I know now, since I know, you know. Is it Biggie that would say, if you don't know, now you know? Is that how it goes?
I have no idea.
Yeah, if you don't know, now you know.
I do not know.
Well, now you know. StubHub, have you seen the StubHub prices for the game for Monday night?
Yes, I have.
I was hoping to sneak one by you there.
No, I haven't seen them.
Oh. Last year, $2,500, $3,500.
Yep.
I was expected to be Alabama and Georgia, so close to both places. Expected to be $3,000 and $4,000 get-in prices. $1,200 right now.
$1,200, $1,250.
What happened?
It's a bargain. You can't afford not to go.
The economy's great. Georgia hadn't been there since 1980. Maybe Georgia spent all their money out in the Rose Bowl.
That's true.
Or going to Notre Dame. It's been a long journey for that. But are Alabama fans that old to them now? I don't know. I would have thought that it would have been $2,000, $3,000, $4,000. $1,200 gets you in right now. What a bargain.
So you're going?
No.
Well, you might as well. Can't afford not to.
No, I can afford not to. You're not even going to watch the thing.
No, why would I watch that?
Because it's college football.
Great.
I had a Georgia fan text me because, boy, Zach's got sour grapes. He's not even going to watch the game. He's not a college football fan. Yeah, you know what, man. He hasn't hurt. We're hurt. It's hurting a little bit. LSU's hurting a little bit. Arden Key is now going. He's the latest. A defensive end from LSU. I think Arden Key has the potential. He's like a Vic Beasley type. He has the potential to be a great pass rusher, but to me it's not a for sure deal yet. To me it is, you know, how he fits, what scheme he fits in. It's not a for sure deal yet. Speaking of NFL, did you see the story? The NFL ratings in 2017 down 9.7% off of last year. That number's got to be alarming. We have talked about this in the past. Last year they were down and they had to make changes as a result. And I don't think you'll see Thursday night games anymore. Did we say we're doing away with the Sunday night game? And what I'm hearing,
no.
There's talk about the Sunday night game going away.
Really?
Yeah. That, you know, there's talk about Monday night football changing hands to a new network. I know the kneeling thing might have had something to do with it. Maybe the saturation of it. I don't know. There's a lot of things going on in there. But last year's ratings were down, and this year's ratings were down 9.7%. I mean, that's significant. And I think the NFL, they've got to address some of these things. I watched NASCAR fall, and I don't think NASCAR's coming back. Now, again, I don't think that NFL is anything like NASCAR. I don't think it's inoperable. I mean, I don't think it's a degenerative issue.
Well, what do you want to do to fix it?
That was my question to you.
Well,
you don't think there's, I mean, I'm sorry, I don't want to put words in your mouth. It's not as alarming to you as it is to me or whatever, but 9.7%, the numbers are indicating this. Do you see issues?
That's a huge number, and you can't ignore that if you're Roger Goodell and the NFL hierarchy. I don't know what the answer is. I don't know what you do to fix that. I guess you do move things around scheduling-wise. I don't think the Thursday games are worth having on television. The NFL wanted to be prevalent throughout the week. That was the goal of those games, right? They already owned Monday night. Sunday night was theirs. Thursday, let's get Thursday going as well. And it hasn't quite worked out the way they had hoped. And players have publicly complained, so I would be very surprised to see Thursday games happen again. And I think that would probably help with some of their ratings.
I will say this, too. It's got a little bit of NASCAR in it. Now, you're not a NASCAR fan.
No.
And you gave me the weirdest look in the world when I said that. But at no point in time was NASCAR ever as popular as the NFL. I'm not saying that. I'm saying, but in looking at it a little bit, NASCAR did what it did, and it did it really, really good. And it was in the Southeast for the most part, and it was you knew what time, and you knew what station, and you knew what – well, then they split networks, and you got to find it. And then they started going to Kansas City, and they go into California, and they started going to Las Vegas, and going to Chicago, and going to Texas, and they really spread out, and they spread themselves thin, and they try to do it geographically. They try to do it with different kind of networks and different kind of times, and quite frankly, you know, a lot of other things happened too. But I thought NASCAR, they didn't do what they did as good as they did, and they tried to do too many things. I'm looking at London, and I'm looking at Mexico City, and I'm looking at Thursday and Monday and Sunday nights. And like you said, what they used to own, you know, trying to own different nights now. I think curling, you know, getting it back in again. Sometimes I think we try to do too much. Do what you do, do it better. I do think that you, if I'm Roger Goodell from now on, we stay in the locker rooms for the national anthem.
That's what they did before.
Right.
That was a common practice.
Right.
It's just, and it's frustrating when that kind of stuff comes out, because that's what they did before, and that's what they're planning on doing next year, and now people are all up in arms over that. Well, how could they do that? That's ridiculous, and I'm not going to watch anymore. And you know what? Be frank with you, it hurt them when the man in the most powerful position in the world is publicly tweeting about them and speaking out against them.
But you know what?
That hurts their ratings.
He won.
Oh, he absolutely won. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah,
regardless of what you feel about it, he won. They took a 9.7% hit in terms of viewership.
They picked a fight that they...
I don't think they picked the fight. He went out of his way to pick the fight.
He did, but apparently a lot of people agreed with his side of the argument. And I don't know where you stand on it. It was obvious that it hurt him.
It was obvious because the people that voted for him in this past election make up a huge part of the NFL's viewing audience.
Right.
You know, it's the middle class American that you know, watches football. They love football.
One thing on the other side of it, though, like as I compared it to similarities to NASCAR, trying to do too much and expand too much of an area in too many different times, things like that. Is that opposite of NASCAR, because NASCAR is very patriotic, and so they're not losing fans because of that. Matter of fact, they might gain some fans as a result of that. I told you this, though, and I realized this when Clemson football wasn't great during their you know, few years there in the 90s, an early part of the century, that the danger you discover is that when people find out that they can do without you, you know, the cable cutters, the cord cutters,
mm-hmm.
It's the worst thing ever, because before you did it, you probably think, man, I can't live without TV. I can't live without my cable or my satellite. I can't live without it. And then you find out, you know what, man, I can. And when people find out that, you know, rather than watching this game, no matter why you're not watching it, maybe you're not watching it because Wentz got hurt, or maybe you're not watching it because Aaron Rodgers got hurt, or maybe you're not watching it because your favorite player, you know, your team's not very good or your players are hurt, and then you find out, you know what? I don't have to do this. I like kind of spending time with my family. I kind of enjoyed being outside. I did some yard work. We played golf. We fished. We cleaned up the house. We did some things. You know what? That's dangerous for the NFL. True. Because it's a lot easier to keep a fan than it is to get a new fan. And maybe it won't be a new fan, but maybe it'll be having to re-energize that fan again. I don't think it'll ever be, the ratings will never be as high as they once were, but I don't think that they are doomed, at least in the next 10 years. I don't think they're doomed to, oh, no, nobody's ever going to watch it again. So we'll see. Do you, long-term, I think the NFL is still a winner.
They're still the most profitable
right.
sports organization in the country. It's not even close.
Right, right. But,
so I mean,
that being said, you need to have continuity between players and owners on stuff. You can't have – I've always said this, man, about the NFL, that no one can touch them, that no matter what, you have point-shaving stuff, you have bad officials, you had – like the NBA had the official point-shaving stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It kind of affected them. You had strikes. It kind of affected them. Strikes and lockouts doesn't affect the NFL forever and ever and ever. It was – we had players that were murdering people. We had players that were raping women. We had players that were toting guns and getting arrested and all kinds of drug issues and all kinds of steroids. Steroids hurt baseball. Football players do steroids. No big deal. They were a Teflon league. Nothing could ever touch them. Well, guess what? Something has touched them, because 9.7% is pretty alarming there.
They're going to go on strike in 2021 when that CBA goes up.
Let me tell you, man.
No, I know, and they're going to lose.
Because you're a hockey fan. Saw what happened in hockey.
2005 destroyed the sport
right.
for a couple of seasons, but it also, in a sense, reinvigorated it, because the game was changed, and it's a better product now than it was then. It's more exciting to view.
I agree with that, but hockey to me has gone through three or four different phases. I go back to Mike Bossy in the old 1977, 78, 79 Stanley Cup champion New York Islanders, right?
Mm-hmm.
You like that one, little Bossy?
Mm-hmm.
The 80 through 85, whatever it was, the Edmonton Oilers of Esa Tikkanen and Messier and Gretzky and Grant Fuhr.
Yep.
I mean, there's some great teams, right?
Mm-hmm.
The 80, the hockey's had a lot of momentum. The 80 U.S. hockey team, we've seen some unbelievable times in hockey. When the Rangers finally won, you know, Stanley Cup and everything was going crazy. But hockey keeps shooting themselves in the foot because of labor stuff, and they never could rebound from all the labor stuff. So, I don't think football, I don't know, man. They need some, baseball strikes have hurt baseball.
Sure.
And not the strikes, but lockouts have hurt baseball.
And so, it's also a different conversation because the NFL is, by nature, a violent sport.
Right.
And people enjoy that aspect of it. And it takes time to go away from something you've been comfortable with. Like, if we're going to use the NHL as an example, the NHL used to be just an absolute dogfight out there. It was a bunch of goons running around and a couple of skill players being protected by said goons. It's the NFL is transitioning, and I think it's going to continue from this headhunting, we're going to knock your block off every single chance we get. It's going to be more of a game of finesse and protecting the players, and it should be. You want to protect the guys that make your revenue come in, the people pay to see. It's just, it's going to take time, and you're going to go through some growing pains.
Bubba writes in, Monday Night Football used to be special. Thursday and Sunday nights have killed that. I kind of agree with that. That it's like that's that NASCAR model. You grew too much too fast. NFL used to have rivalries, team rivalries, not player rivalries.
Mm-hmm.
And so the promoting of the individual rather than the team, I kind of get that a little bit. He said England is stupid. Mexico City makes sense. You know, Mexico City, the altitude is so high though. Players don't like playing there. The England stuff, that far away from home and that long of a jet riding on, then
struggle with the TV rating because it's 9 in the morning.
Yeah.
But they pack out Wembley every single time they go.
They do, but again, like NASCAR, every time you do that, you're taking away from your base and you're taking away a game from the Pittsburgh Steelers or the New York Giants or the Green Bay Packers, and not to put those teams over there, but I don't know, man. The future of the NFL is not in London, and it's not in Mexico City.
No.
And so you need to be true to your base because the future of NASCAR wasn't in Kansas City and it wasn't in Los Angeles. It was in Rockingham, and it was in Darlington, and it was in North Wilkesboro. So, again, maybe to learn, not all the parallels are there, but...
No, the message is there, the parallel of don't grow too fast, don't overextend.
Or just learn from history. You're a history major.
Yeah, exactly.
Learn from history.
Exactly.
NASCAR
was more of a niche sport, whatever how you say it.
Niche.
And the NFL is not. It's a national brand.
Yeah.
It's just a little bit different, but the message remains the same. Remain true to what you have. Use what you have and take advantage of it. Don't overextend yourself.
It's a fantastic point. And you know, believe it or not, it's not just idiot-proof. You got to actually pay attention a little bit. Let me tell you about our friends at Palmetto Dunes and PalmettoDunes.com. I want to get to Palmetto Dunes and want you to think about Palmetto Dunes moving forward because they have this incredible deal right now. If I told you get 40% off tee times, what a great deal that is. How do you do it? You go to their award-winning website. It's palmettodunes.com. How do you do it? Once you get on there, you make your tee times, and then you put in the promo code SUPER18, SUPER, no space, the number one, the number eight, SUPER18, and get this unbelievable 40% off tee times between now and January the 31st. Sign up for it. The weather's going to be great at the end of the month. I'm hearing a long-term forecast. You want to get away from all the cold. You go down. It's amazing how much more warmer it is down in Palmetto Dunes, down at Hilton Head Island, South Carolina. Take care of a great opportunity right now with the Jones course, the Hills course, and the Fazio course. I'm going to keep pushing this, folks. Make your tee times later in the month, all the way through the 31st at palmettodunes.com. The promo code SUPER18. And that's going to get you 40% off. Really cool deal there. All right, the PGA Tour started back yesterday. The Century Tournament of Champions at Kapalua out on Maui in Hawaii. And we have four local players. Mark Leishman leads at 6-under par. Dustin Johnson, Columbia native and Conway, Myrtle Beach resident now, and Coastal Carolina superstar. Dustin Johnson shot 4-under par. tied for fourth at 69. Kyle Stanley, former Clemson star, shot 70. That's 3 under par. He's tied for seventh with Aiken, South Carolina's Kevin Kisner. And Wesley Bryan, who played at South Carolina's from Chapin, 1 over par 74. He's tied for 25th. It's a small field. There's 34 golfers altogether, but four local players playing in that. Great news at our Century Tournament Champions, part of our Palmetto Dunes Palmetto Golf Report. Hey, friends, Palmetto Dunes, palmettodunes.com. Super 18 is the promo code, and get 40% off tee times in the month of January at the award-winning website, palmettodunes.com. We'll take a break. We'll come back. Wrap up the final segment of the week right after this.
Join Walt live at the TD Convention Center for the South Carolina Auto Show Friday, January 12th from 3 to 7. Check out the latest in automotive excellence and listen to Walt live Friday, January 12th at the South Carolina Auto Show in Greenville.
It says a lot about a business who served the upstate for 30 years. It says even more when that business, family-owned and operated, has continued to grow and take care of thousands of homeowners like you. Roto-Rooter of the Upstate is full service with 24-hour emergency attention to your plumbing issues. 30 years in business, family-owned and operated, and proud alumni of Clemson. Roto-Rooter. Online at Roto-Rooter SC or call them at 288-7686.
Call Roto-Rooter, that's the name.
And we go troubles down the drain.
Meet Chris, a real person who took the Health Dare 90-Day Program.
Hi, my name is Chris, 39, husband, father, talk radio listener. I heard about it on the radio, listening in to some of the morning shows. It sounded like a plan that was doable. Incredibly skeptical. Tried countless weight loss programs before, and I decided, you know, after a while of going back and forth, to finally come in and have the consultation. It all came down to seeing a picture of me and my family. You know, I'd gotten to a very unhealthy weight. I was pretty much desperate at that point. Figured I'd give it a shot. It really wasn't as difficult as I thought it was going to be. The 90 days, I had lost 64 pounds and 54 inches. Well, the Health Dare, it's given me the opportunity to be a better dad. After taking the Health Dare, it's given me the energy to play around with my son and be the dad that I've wanted to be.
Don't wait. Book your free consultation with the Health Dare today by going to idaregreenville.com. That's idaregreenville.com.
Everybody knows the story. You can't sleep on a bed that's too hard. You can't sleep on a bed that's too soft. But you can sleep on a bed that's just right. Engineered sleep might not have been around when Goldilocks was written, but they know that a bed that's just right is made just for you. It's not just a fairy tale. They actually build a mattress based on your sleep habits and patterns so that you can get that Goldilocks kind of sleep. And if after a couple of weeks you find it's not perfect, Engineered Sleep will adjust it until it is. Visit their location at 627 Congaree Road to see the process and learn how your mattress is made. By manufacturing your custom-made mattress at their factory, you're saving money because there's no middleman. Factory to you. And you can score a significant discount by picking your mattress up instead of having it delivered. Engineered Sleep, it's not mattress shopping, it's an experience.
Hey folks, Qualk here. I want to talk to you about keeping those New Year's resolutions for real this year and how you can do it with Harrys.com. Want your resolutions to save more money, maybe spend less money? Don't cut out any luxuries you love, just shave with Harrys. It's high quality for less money. That's an easy answer. What about taking better physical care of yourself? Well, Harry's products have won countless grooming awards, and they'll keep you looking and feeling great. Trust me, I've used Harry's for years. It's an unbelievable shave for an amazing cost. The trial set of Harry's includes everything you need for a close, comfortable shave this new year. The weighted ergonomic handle, the 5 precision engineer blades, the lubricating strip and trimmer blade, the rich lathering shave gel, the convenient travel blade cover. They're so confident you're going to love their blades. They want you to try their shave set for free. You heard that right. Just cover shipping when you sign up. And plus, as a special offer for fans of the show, go to Harrys.com right now. Enter code OOB at checkout to get their soothing post-shave balm also free. That's Harrys.com, code OOB, and have a happy new year.
So, who did you wake up with?
It's the Mickey Plyler Show
on WCCP
105.5 The Roar.
Welcome back. Glad to have you with us. We are safe and sound inside of our Priority One security studios. Priority One, team with Blue Ridge Security. And I got to tell you, we love them here. I love them at my home as well, for the best in residential, the best in commercial, the best in industrial. They have divisions for all three. You know, some of the top Fortune 500 companies in the world use these men and women. So I know some of the most important people here in the upstate in their homes use them as well. I use mine. Nobody's home is more important than mine, by the way, to me. So I go with Priority One and Priority One Security Solutions. And this is one of the top 25 security integrators in the country, with local monitoring and central monitoring and family-owned and operated. We saw just why they put their money where their mouth is with the Tiger for Tata stuff and matching what we did here. These are great folks. You want the best in technology. You want the best in people. You want that. Cutting edge, like the video alarm system, the Total Control app service, or the Ring doorbell. They've got it all for your home, for your business, from a commercial, residential, or industrial standpoints. Go with the best. Go with Priority One Security. It's PriorityOneSecurity.com. Final segment of the show. I didn't do any Twitter today, did I? Gotta get better at including our Twitter folks. Twitter's better than our text lines, because Twitter actually...
You can see who's saying it?
Yes. You can't just be a yoo-hoo and say it. Lee writes in Markdown, Zion signs with Wofford. Upset in Chapel Hill seals the deal. Have you noticed? Josh Williams sent me a text this morning that the Duke Insider now is on the Big Duke basketball recruiting website is now saying Clemson. That the Kentucky Insiders on their basketball websites they have are now saying Clemson.
Oh, boy.
What?
Oh, boy.
Where does the apprehension come from, man?
Just years of disappointment.
Really?
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, you know, when you get a piece of chicken.
Yeah.
And it's undercooked and you get sick from it.
Oh, you're talking about grilled chicken, fried chicken?
I'm talking about whatever chicken you want. Whatever chicken you want. If it's a little undercooked, you get sick. You get
a little salmonella, is that what you're talking about?
Yeah. You don't want to eat chicken again. You're a little nervous about eating chicken again.
Yeah.
I'm a little nervous about this.
You're scarred.
Yeah.
Don't be scarred.
Yeah.
Don't be scarred.
Don't be scarred.
Listen, man. It's a new day and age. Okay? Look what Trey Young's doing in Oklahoma. You don't have to go to the Blue Bloods in basketball anymore. You can go to your local hometown deal or your hometown kind of school there, and you can do big things. Look at what LSU. You know, you saw that with Ben Simmons. Did Ben Simmons go to Kentucky? Arizona? Kansas, North Carolina, Duke. You gotta come off of it, man.
Yeah, I'm just nervous.
Don't be.
I'm just nervous. When does he announce on the 20th? Do we know? You know, we got a time?
I don't know. It's a Saturday. And Clemson plays Notre Dame that day. Why did he not
listen to... Is that Notre Dame?
No, it's here.
Interesting.
You can't do it here, though. You can't do it.
Why can't he do it here?
You can't do it on the campus of a school.
Just come in at halftime. Go out to midcourt. I'm coming. Drop the mic. Get out of there.
No, you can't do it there. That'd be a recruiting issue. I think.
Why would that be an issue?
Because you can't use other people's facilities. You can't do that. I've never seen it done before, and there's a reason for it, because you can't do it, I would say.
He's not going to Wofford, people. Stop.
All right.
Goodness gracious.
Did you not listen to me last April?
I listened to you 27% of the time.
Why?
I don't know.
What are you apprehensive about me about?
There's too much optimism.
Let me ask you this. Tell me where I've ever led you wrong, friend.
I'm sure there's been a time.
But give it to me.
Well, I can't, because I've blocked it out in fear of going back to it.
Okay. Well, give me the food that you ate the one time you got. All right. Because I had spoiled chocolate milk one time. And so, boy, I did chocolate milk for a while. I can tell you I was about 6 years old. I'm allergic to fish. So, like, the first 13 times I had fish, I threw up like crazy. And my passages swell up in my... I can tell you these times. Give me a specific time.
First time Kristen cooked for me.
Yeah.
She severely undercooked it.
Oh, no.
And I just ate it. Threw it for 3 days.
Did she know it?
No, she's not listening right now, though, so I can tell her. I just threw up. I was like, oh, God. just ate it.
You took it like a man.
No, it was terrible. She's gotten way better.
I hope so.
Holy crap, it was bad. I've been trying to tell somebody that for 3 years.
Do you feel better you got it off your chest?
I feel vindicated.
Okay, but So she led you wrong one time.
Yeah.
How's her cooking been lately?
Great. She does a great job.
And you trust her?
Yeah.
Okay. Give me the one time where I misled you.
I can't off the top of my head.
Trust me on this one. I told you last April, last May, June, July, August, September, October, November, December. I'm telling you, January. Lions coming to Clemson. Where are all the haters? I'm not going to do it yet. I'm going to save it for the 20th, just in case. just in case. Because the...
just in case.
Remember, I was ripped, and these people on my old...
You can't do that show on Monday morning if he doesn't come.
I don't normally rub your nose in it when I'm right. Do I?
No.
Okay. And if you don't want to hear me rub your nose in it, don't tune in on the 21st.
22nd.
22nd, yeah. 22nd. You don't want to listen to that show. Mike writes in, Mike is a Purdue Boilermaker and a really good guy. Says Zion is an outstanding talent, but this year's team proves team is important and he must blend in for Clemson to thrive. I agree with that, but
teams
now remember this.
Are important.
Yes. Remember this, that next year you have Sheldon Mitchell comes back.
Yep.
Marquise Reed comes back.
Sure.
Eli Thomas comes back.
Yep.
David Scarra comes back.
Mm.
So you're going to have four players around you, and who knows where Clyde Trapp's going to be, who knows where Amir Sims is going to be, in his development. So all in all, there's going to be some good players around him. It's not like a lot of times you come to Clemson, you have to be the guy, and that's it.
Sure.
Next year, you're going to have four seniors to build around.
Listen, it's a team game. And the team cohesion is very important, as we're seeing this year. But it also helps to have a guy that can jump out of the gym and spot up a jumper whenever he wants to.
Yes.
So.
Absolutely. No doubt.
I don't think it can hurt.
No.
I'm willing to give it a try if he is.
Hey, you know what? If he's coming, I'll go ahead. All right.
I'll jump in on it.
Yeah. It's like winning the lottery, you have to worry about taxes. I'm not worried about taxes right now. But Mike's a big basketball guy out there, too.
Ain't worried about it.
No. All right, Clemson Louisville at noon tomorrow. You have the Army All-American game, NBC tomorrow at 1 o'clock. By the way, our pregame show tomorrow at 11:30 right here. Titans, Chiefs, Falcons, Rams tomorrow. Bills, Jags, Panthers, Saints on Sunday. Will Muschamp, press conference, 10:30. Today to announce his staff, I'm sure. Amir Trapp's going to Furman. Clemson basketball, I meant to mention this earlier, the RPI up to 9th in the country right now. Great stuff there. Tiger Woods is going to play in San Diego and Los Angeles on the PGA Tour, the San Diego event. Torrey Pines on January the 25th, right around the corner. Notre Dame hires Mike Elko Notre Dame's defense coordinator. Mike Elko is leaving to take over that same position at Texas A&M. Told you the NFL ratings have dropped by 9.7% this year. Serena has withdrawn from the Australian Open. College baseball. I'll tell you about college baseball stuff here in a second. Let me tell you about Brad. He's Allstate agent. I'm in good hands with Brad. He's good hands with Allstate. I can get in touch with him. Brad. He's insurance.com. I can call him at 292-3001. I trust him more than anything in the world. It's Brad Hughes. If you make one phone call, make it today. Just compare your rates. So many of you out there, you don't even know what you're paying. Let him examine it. Are you overinsured, underinsured? Let him talk to you about it. 292-3001. It's a no-obligation phone call. Call today. You're going to love that stuff. College baseball, I'll forgive College Baseball Day for not doing this earlier. They are considering playing four fall games. They're going to vote on this in April, and they're going to put, like, I think I read Monty Lee's tweets last night. He goes, do it on the weekends, so we don't want to miss any more school. I agree with that. And then also, you know, like a driving limitation, like, a travel limitation, do it within 300 or 400 miles. Monty Lee said, we play great opponents. So I'm all for that, man. I say, do it. Let's get the thing done. Let's get Clemson and Mississippi State or Clemson and some of these powerhouses in the SEC. Little Florida Clemson rivalry in the fall. I like that idea. I like that idea an awful lot.
Go to a baseball game in the morning, go to a football game at night.
That's what he said. He said, can you imagine baseball game in the afternoon and then go to Death Valley? Imagine the people, like, what's it gonna look like? It'd be awesome.
Be packed out.
Do it.
Yeah.
Think outside the box. I love it, baseball.
Outside
I love it.
The box.
And plus, you know what? If it's going to be in the fall for the most part, I can wear short sleeve shirts, and I have to bundle up like I do most of baseball
and then
season.
Football can reciprocate, and we can do two spring games.
Flip them all around. You baseball know? In the fall. Football in the spring.
Go to the football game at noon in the spring, and then go to the baseball game at night, and it'll be great. Everybody will love
it. Hey, Zach, this is the beginning of what I tried to tell you.
Oh, God.
Baseball in the fall semester, football in the spring semester.
If that happens.
I love this.
I will quit. I will resign effective immediately.
No, I love this, love this, love this. Great idea. We finish things up. Skip the music. Well, we're up against it. 2 minute drill. What do you have for me?
Just a friendly reminder to the Clemson Tigers out there. Big basketball game tomorrow. Big basketball game tomorrow. Please just come out and support the team. We'll have a good time. We'll enjoy it. And Clemson's favorite in the game against Louisville at home. So your ranked Tigers will be playing at noon tomorrow. Come out, enjoy it, and have a great time.
Who'd have thought that? Rick Pitino wouldn't be.